Guys are willing to learn and get ready for the next week. You know, we're not dwelling on what happened yesterday. We're not dwelling on the fact that we won on the road and won on the West Coast and all those other things. But, you know, I think we were even talking on the bus yesterday. You know, a lot of teams in the past have been happy with a win yesterday, and we're already starting to talk about Green Bay yesterday. So we've done that numerous weeks. You know, it's pretty much you've been the same thing with this team week in and week out. You know, it's you know, we won a ball game, so what? It's on to the next one.
Brian, it seems like we're always hearing about the adjustments Mike Zimmer's making during games. Is he pretty willing to kind of scrap the whole week's game plan and then adjust on the fly during games?
Well, I don't think he makes, you know, major adjustments or anything like that. I mean, there has been times, but for the most part, it's subtle adjustments. You know, a lot of times you get into a game and they may show you something they haven't shown you in the past, and that may be something you need to prepare for. But, you know, I mean, he's a smart coach, obviously. I think he's one of the best defensive minds in the game, if not the best. And, you know, you see it, whether it's halftime adjustments, whether it's game plans throughout the week, whether it's the way he coaches throughout the week. I mean, you see it every single day.
You guys, you can face Rodgers a lot in your career. Are you excited to face him with this defense playing the way you guys are right now?
Well, I'm excited every week with this defense, and this week's no different. We've got a big challenge ahead of us, obviously, with Rodgers and the things they do on the offense. You know, they're going to come out hard against us, obviously. They don't want to lose four games in a row, I'm sure. And they're still Green Bay. So, you know, we just got to get ready and do what we've been doing. I mean, that's really going to be the key, is just do what we've been doing and just take it one step at a time.
What have you been able to see? What do you think is the difference in their team in the last, you know, 3 weeks versus how they started the season?
I don't know. We'll see more of that as we watch film throughout the week. You know, we haven't really got onto them too much yet. But I think the thing you see with them is, you know, I think I'm trying to word this the right way. I think they have weapons on the edges, and they haven't been getting to them as much the last few weeks. But obviously, they still have a lot of weapons over there, and really doesn't matter what they've done the last 3 weeks. You know, it's about what they're going to do on Sunday, and we've got to be prepared for that.
Brent, there's a certain toughness that goes with winning in the fourth quarter, winning all these close games. What is it about this group that's allowed it to do that?
This year, the last team. Once again, I think it just goes back to each guy doing their job, and you know, there comes times where a lot of times you get late in the game, fatigue sets in, or whatever it may be, and guys start pressing a little bit, trying to make plays and get out of a gap here and there, misalign, things like that. And the thing is that we're not doing that. We're, you know, from the first quarter all the way through the fourth quarter, guys are aligning in the right places. They're doing their job, and they're letting the plays come to them. And I think that's kind of been the biggest key for us.
How much of that mentality and attitude, I guess, is a reflection of Coach Zimmer and his toughness and his attention to detail and all the kind of things he emphasizes? It seems like it's filtering down to you guys. Is there something to be said?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's brought a different mentality in here the last 2 years. Everything's about being more physical, outworking our opponent. So I think that's what you're seeing on the field. I think that's what you're seeing with our defense and really our whole team. You kind of saw it yesterday with our offense. You know, they just chip away, and then all of a sudden the second half they start, you know, kind of running the ball 6, 7, 8 yards at will. So I think that's the big thing that kind of trickles down from him, is being more physical and outworking our opponent throughout the game.